Relationships are one of the hardest parts of being alive and have provided the inspiration for countless artists over the centuries. Everyone can relate to the difficulties of being vulnerable and experiencing the pain of lost love. In her book, Getting Naked, The Dating Game, Tamra Mercika gives an honest and raw account of her experiences and reveals the importance of getting naked and stripping back the mental layers that all too often get in the way of making a real love connection.
Well, first off, the title of your book, Getting Naked, The Dating Game, immediately had me intrigued. But as I began to read through it, I have to say it was gripping. It keeps you interested from the start to the finish. And I think that there are a lot of life love lessons throughout the book. It's not just a voyeuristic journey for the reader. Was that your intention, to really draw them in?
Yeah, absolutely. When you say the word naked, it brings up a lot of different connotations and it does get attention. And I suppose that was part of my plan with that. But also just the deeper meaning of getting naked. It's about stripping back the layers, not just physically, but mentally as well.
Why did you want to share such intimate details of your love and your sex life?
I realized that I wasn't alone in experiencing anxieties about dating, relationships, and sex. The first time, you know, I revealed myself in such a public way was when I published my first book, The Upside of Down, which is my memoir and toolkit on how I overcame severe clinical depression. Mm-hmm. And what I found was, you know, sharing my story, it gave the readers hope. It helped them feel more willing to open up about their journey and ultimately seek help. It also stopped them from thinking that they were alone in what they were experiencing. And when we show that vulnerability, which is one of the themes in Getting Naked, it allows us to form a deeper bond with others. So I believe vulnerability is one of the most undervalued and misunderstood of all human qualities. Without the willingness to be vulnerable, we cannot build deep and lasting relationships. What you'll find is, you know, once one person opens up and invites the other person to open up as well, and that's where trust and connection is found. So just as I wanted to get more people talking about depression, so too did I want to get more people talking about relationships and how to communicate in a loving and meaningful way, but also about sex, because sex is still quite a taboo subject. And because of that, most people are having what I call junk food sex, sex without substance, sex that often leaves you feeling depleted, lonely, not good enough. And if people start talking about sex openly, which is one of the reasons I released this book, they start to learn what's available to them in the bedroom. So the importance of engaging in what I call gourmet sex, the type of sex that leaves you feeling nourished, you know, not only physically, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually as well, because that is available to all of us. It's just that not all of us know how to get it or how to maintain a healthy relationship with our lover.
Was there ever a moment when you thought to yourself, do I really want to share this, all of this with the world? I mean, my parents are going to read this.
Absolutely. And I actually told my parents, you probably don't want to read my second book. Let's just keep it at the first one and we'll leave it there.
Do you look back on ending your 5-year relationship with Michael, which I guess we should tell our listeners, you know, you started this book post that relationship and it was sort of about your journey with men and the men that you met and your relationship with them and yourself following that long-term relationship. Do you ever look back on ending that relationship with Michael with any regret?
No regrets at all. Initially, of course, I was upset when it ended because, you know, I felt like I'd lost my best friend, but that's all he ever was, a friend. And we'd somehow fallen into this relationship. And while he was a lovely guy, I just wasn't in love with him. And no matter how hard I tried to get that love, it just wouldn't come. So when he left, it was like he'd set me free to go and find that love, to get to know myself better, because how many people actually spend time dating themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I say that, I mean actually spending time alone, really getting to know yourself on all levels, pouring the energy you would into another, into yourself. And it's only when you can date yourself and really love doing that, that you're really ready to actually fall in love with someone else. So if I'd stayed in that relationship, I would have been in it because he was fulfilling my needs. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, we should never need anyone else to feel loved or happy. We should be giving all of those things to ourselves so that when we do meet someone, they're there because we love them and that's it. And that's how the healthiest relationships are born.
One of the men that you dated that you write about in the book was a young man named Logan. And that partnership ended rather quickly, although I enjoyed reading about him. You said that although you were hurt, you didn't regret any of it, and that Logan showed you that relationships are the foundation of life. Why do you think Logan, in particular, was able to turn that switch on for you?
It was an interesting one because up until that point, I'd become infatuated with Mark, who obviously I meet at the start of the book as well.
Right.
And I thought he was my Prince Charming, and I didn't think that anyone could meet, you know, that level of me being attracted to him and having that sort of connection. And Logan was the first person that I had that connection with. And he was a little bit younger than me, and, you know, that sort of scared me a little bit, but it was like, wow, where can this go? And so while it ended, and I was very disappointed about it, you know, mm-hmm. my way of emptying out my my upsettedness, if that's a new word that mm-hmm. I can add, was to actually write about it and then go to the gym and work out for 4 hours to get the happy chemicals running around my body. So that was my way of getting over relationships.
Speaking of physical exertion, you also started doing pole dancing.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I suppose it helps bring out that sexy side of you and helps you to really love your body. And it takes the focus of what your body looks like and puts the focus on what your body can do. And I think that's a really healthy thing for women these days, because the media paints this picture of we should all look like this, when, you know, that's sort of missing the point. So that's why I got into this exercise, and I really loved it. And I loved being able to work up to the aerial tricks and see what I could do and really push myself.
I have to ask you, have any of the men you wrote about read the book? And if so, what was their reaction?
Yeah, a couple of them have. Some of them I'm not in contact with. But the people that I am still in contact with, they were, if not flattered, because I didn't go out to portray anyone in a negative light. It was literally just my experience and what I learned from it. And yeah, they were all quite happy with it.
Well, you've created a course that you call Getting Naked, where you offer advice and life lessons on the naked basics of life, love, and relationships. And you call it Naked Therapy. Why do you think your journey has led you to a place now where you can help others?
Because I think sometimes when you have to overcome those massive hurdles, those hurdles are there for a reason. And that's what sets the platform for where you're meant to go in life. So, as I said, my big lesson was learning the importance of developing relationship with self. And I wanted to share that with others. You know, too often people tend to put the focus or blame on other people when we actually control everything that happens to us. When we learn how to take responsibility for our life, we can create a life we absolutely adore with all the frills and trimmings, including our prints. And so it was very much a case of me learning the lessons the hard way that saw me create a formula for love, life, and relationships. So when a person takes part in my 9-week telecourse, they leave with the skills to be able to overcome challenges and to create all that they desire. So life's meant to be fun. And so if my experiences can, you know, take the work out of it for others by giving them this formula, then I've served my purpose in showing people how to get their own unique happily ever after.